Kate wasn't sure if she was engaged last month. We've been on a journey with Kate.
We have been.
She's been with her boyfriend a couple years, had a romantic dinner recently, had a little bit too much to drink, didn't remember the rest of the night. Everyone was saying, hey, welcome to the family.
Not like that.
Well, so here's the thing. She doesn't wear jewelry, so it wasn't like look down at your ring finger and see if you were engaged. No.
Yeah, she's like, he wouldn't get me a ring because I wouldn't wear it.
Right. So she was kind of wondering, hey, am I actually engaged? So anyways, long story short, she was. And it was an...
Back to the restaurant, got the video evidence to kind of piece it all together, and it looks like she was just she made a mess of things. There was a bowl of spaghetti on his head by the end of the night.
Yeah,
she's like, I need to redo this.
Right, exactly. And she said that, look, I'm going to do a redo and propose to him this weekend. And so we have the update.
Okay, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, here's your weekly Kate update. LOL, I feel like we've all become besties this past week.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I'm proud to say we are officially engaged again.
Ah, good, good.
I made a reservation at the same restaurant the first botched proposal went down. And when I told him we were going out to eat there, he was a little surprised and asked me if I was sure I wanted to go back to the, quote, scene of the crime. So I redid the evening, but didn't get crunk on wine this time. Did you think she meant crunk or drunk?
I don't know.
Either way, I think it works. Anyway, proposed to him with a nice promise band I picked up at a jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
I got down on one knee and everything. He laughed and said, of course. And I explained that I felt bad and I wanted to redo it.
Okay.
So everything went well. Yay, right?
Right. Yay. We're engaged.
The past 2 days, I've noticed he's not wearing his promise band.
Mm.
I asked him about it yesterday, and he said, guys don't wear engagement rings.
Mm.
Now, I understand that I don't have a ring because I don't like jewelry, but he wears this clada ring.
Clada ring?
Yes, on his right hand. What is that?
That's like one of those, it's an Irish ring, and it's got a heart with like a... hands on it.
Oh,
and so you like point the heart out if you're single, point the heart in if you're taken.
Oh, wow.
Type of thing.
Yeah. That's involved.
Yeah.
He wears that on his right hand and has an earring, so I know he's not against jewelry, just an engagement ring, it seems.
Mm.
So I hate to ask you another question, but should the fact that he doesn't want to wear the promise ring be a caution flag?
No.
And I want you to think that I'm not happy we're engaged, but that's been bothering me. I don't want to read into it too much. So if you tell me to cool it and just be happy, I will. Thanks so much.
Cool it and just be happy, Kate.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that.
Be happy.
Yes. Because, yes, even though he is not opposed to jewelry, you know, I think he's got a point in the fact that you wait to wear that ring because guys don't have engagement rings typically.
Yeah, traditionally, that's not a thing.
You wait for that for the ceremony.
I will say that my wife got me a ring to wear as well, and I did. I felt weird. I felt weird wearing it.
Got you like an engagement ring?
I mean, I don't know, kind of like a thing. But I felt weird wearing my actual wedding band once we got married. Like my finger was thumping. Like I could feel the blood underneath the ring because I've never worn jewelry before. But this guy's worn jewelry. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't see why he couldn't wear it.
Well, I think that's a symbol though for when the guys wear the ring, that means they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he wants that to be special for when they actually are married.
I just want to be single for just a few more months.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. Because I feel like if that were the case, he would have dumped her after the first botched proposal.
Well, hey, if anybody has, or I'd love to hear from guys who have worn an engagement ring or have worn a promise ring or something like that. To call in or text 502-571-9970. I mean, honestly, I don't think I would read too much into it if I were her.
Yeah.
Or if I were you, Kate.
Well, and maybe, you know, it's a thing where he wears it on the right hand and replaces the other ring that he's wearing.
The clada?
Yeah.
Yeah, or he turns the clotter around to it. Yeah, I don't know how he's wearing the clotter because it's that sort of ring is symbolic where if you have the heart pointing outward, it means you're looking for love. But if you have the heart pointing inward, like, you know, the tip of the heart is pointing towards your body, that means that you're taken. So I don't know how he wears that, but
well,
I mean, that's kind of a thing.
Engagement ring that she got him also means that he's taken.
that is true. All right, 502-571-9970, group therapy. Now, honestly, when Kate asked us, look, I don't want to read too much into my fiance not wanting to wear a male engagement ring. So if you tell me just to be cool with it and be happy, I will. And we said, just be happy you're engaged. I wouldn't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
But for the sake of, argument and everything, asked, hey, look, are there any guys who maybe are engaged and are wearing a ring, or what's your thoughts on it? First of all, a couple text messages here at 502-571-9970 from Stephanie, who says, you know, maybe she can get a chain to put the ring on, so occasionally he can wear that ring around his neck.
That's a good idea.
My fiance has said before he's not a big ring person, so he may or may not wear his band when we get married. I think the biggest thing to know is that they're engaged and he is happy.
That's true. I mean, we know that he is wearing another ring, but so maybe he can just put this on a chain, and that's a really good idea.
Angie says, look, if she wants him to wear a ring, she needs to wear one.
That's also a good point.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, it's a little...
It doesn't have to be extravagant. If she's not a big jewelry fan, you can get like a very simple little tiny band.
Yeah, for sure. I got a message from a listener who said, as a guy who just got engaged, I obviously got her a nice ring. But when we got home, she said she had a gift for me and gave me a silicone ring. It was cheap. It was like $10.
Oh, yeah, those silicone rings. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was an inside joke. Every time she would ask me when I was proposing, I would sarcastically deflect it and ask her when she was proposing or where's my ring. So I thought it was funny, but a couple days later, I love it. And it's like showing people that I'm engaged and it's not like I'm whipped and do what makes you happy. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good option. I know a lot of people that have, jobs where they have to work with their hands a lot and they don't want to risk, you know, that those silicone rings are a really nice option.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of industries where you just can't wear jewelry.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's a thing, too. So, hey, I think, I think I go back to the fact that, look, if you guys are happy, I wouldn't worry about it.
Right.
I don't think that's a red flag. But, congratulations. And, again, Kelly and I are going to have to probably start charging you the next time you ask us a question.
Maybe the next update should be, you know, about the wedding.
help, Ben and Kelly. This happened at my wedding. I don't know what to do.
No more help. I think we just, you know, we celebrate with her. I think it's all smooth sailing. We've gotten over the bumps, and now we just, you know, plan the wedding and have a great time.
All right.
By the way, there's a bridal show coming up this Sunday. They can show up, and I'd love to see them hanging out.
There you go. All right. Good luck, Kate.